Mecum Auctions, the world's largest collector car auction company, returns to Indy with Dana Mecum's 37th Original Spring Classic, May 10th through the 18th at the Indiana State Fairgrounds. 3,000 muscle cars, Corvettes, exotics, and more. Broadcast on Motor Trend TV and streaming live on Max. From avid collectors to those new to the Mecum experience, we welcome everyone. Register to bid now at Mecum.com.
The Pacers do not lock it up in Milwaukee. It will come back to Indianapolis as they lose to the Bucks. 115-92. That's a bunch of nonsense right there. Tony Katz, 93 WIBC. Good morning. Game six, it will be right here in Indianapolis. Thursday, 5:30. Plan your commute now. Nothing says Matt Bear is going to be busy like a 5:30 playoff game. Game six for the Pacers. Tell you what, though. It's good for downtown Indy. A lot of restaurants going to make a lot of money. Some full hotels. Happy to see that. I would have rathered for the team that they closed it out in five. Well done. At least for three games. Let's see if they get one more in and done. As we've discussed, the story is over at WIBC.com. The man who set fire to an Indigo bus, three counts of arson. He has been charged. We will be following that trial from the WIBC newsroom. And in things that never happened to me, the story is out of Mexico City, that a guy was going through the Cartier website, minding my own business. See how I go through Facebook Marketplace? This guy goes through the Cartier website. I never thought about doing that. I should have done it. He's going through the website, and he comes across a pair of earrings, gold and diamond earrings, right? So it's in pesos. Right? It's 237,000 pesos or $14,000 are these earrings. But when he looks at it, stops, he stares, and he looks at it, it's not 237,000 pesos. It's 237 pesos or 14 bucks. He buys them. He orders two sets. He's like, yes, please. Cartier realizes the mistake. They forgot to add the zeros. So they're like, we can't send these to you. And he's like, that was the price. And they're like, well, we can offer you this or that instead of the jewelry. Then some Mexican officials get involved and they're like, you advertised the price. You should really, really honor the price. Now, I'm no expert, but I am pretty sure the conversation went like this. It said 14 bucks. Is there anything else we need to talk about? Cartier, you really want to do this? And Cartier said, you know what? We don't want to do this at all. They honor the price. This guy got the earrings. Things that never happened to me. The Cartier earrings. By the way, if I could get gold and diamond Cartier earrings for 14 bucks, I'd pierce my ears. Full disclosure, I used to have my ear pierced. Oh, back in the day. That's right. I made mistakes. Tony Katz, 93 WIBC. Good morning.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
Yes, sir.
I know my 80s TV, ladies and gentlemen. You can't put one past me. Tony Katz, 93, WIBC. Good morning. What I didn't know is that Lauren Boebert has totally given up reality.
We are passing the Democrat agenda each and every day that we're here. We have a slim majority in the House, and it's everything's being passed overwhelmingly with Democrat support. So it makes no difference to me if it's Hakeem Jeffries as Speaker or Mike Johnson right now.
That's one heck of a statement. I think it matters greatly. But Lauren Boebert, if you want to, you know, just say things that are hyperbolic, I don't know, maybe you'd have a better time just going to the movies. Screw you, that's a great joke. That's a world class. I'm so proud of me, I can't even describe it. Tony Katz, 93 WIBC, good morning. Also, I refused to post it, and I didn't. Gosh, I only hope I didn't share it. People are doing all sorts of things with AI. All sorts of things with AI. I do not know if you have seen somebody made a photo utilizing AI. It is of Representative Ocasio-Cortez and Lauren Boebert holding hands in lingerie. It will be impossible to tell truth from fiction. And this, you're like, oh my gosh, I want to see it. Yeah. It's super creepy that you can go after somebody's reputation like this, that you can engage in a level of objectification. It's crazed. You can gawk at the photo from now until the end of time. It's not real. Right? And it's like the Matrix. You don't care that it's not real. The fake steak tastes delicious. But it's... But I will take my movie theater joke. I will take my movie theater joke, and I will not apologize to anyone for it. Meanwhile, it is absolute madness amongst the Canadians, where in the House of Commons, the main competitor to Justin Trudeau, whose last name I can never pronounce. All right, for those of you who speak the French, P-O-I-L-I-E-V-R-E. Poilievre? Poilievre? I can never pronounce it. The guy's fascinating. He's smack-talking Justin Trudeau, and the Speaker of the House of Commons it wants no part of it.
Transit. When will we put an end to this wacko policy by this wacko Prime Minister?
No. That is not... There are a couple of things which are going on here today, which is not acceptable. And I ask all members, please, to keep themselves, to control themselves. I'm going to ask two things. One, I'm going to ask the Honourable Leader of the Opposition to withdraw that term, which is not considered parliamentary.
Mr. Speaker, I replace wacko with extremist. He is an extremist.
The Honourable Member to please.
I mean, that's as close as you get to a smackdown in Canada. After this, it's just a slap fight. He then got he got thrown out. Like, nope, we're not going to accept that. I have to name you for disregarding the authority of the chair pursuant to the authority granted to me by Standing Order 11. I order you to withdraw from the House and from any participation by video conference for the remainder of the day's sitting. It's always good to know that the Canadians are mixing it up. In Kansas, they have passed legislation banning Chinese land purchases near military sites. The state house passed what's known as Senate Bill 172. It was an 86-39 vote. The Senate passed it 24-14. And so they're making their moves. The problem is you can't just ban it near military sites. You have to ban it all over. No one associated with a Chinese company or the Chinese Communist Party should be able to own land in the United States. Chinese companies should not be able to own them. Chinese entities should not be able to own them. Chinese people associated with the CCP should not be able to own land. That's all. Chinese Americans should be living their lives freely and not bothered. But you can't just say the issue is near the military sites. And I'm not saying it's not an issue. It has to be across the board. It's a must. Then there is the fight against these changes that the Biden administration is trying to make to Title IX, which is absolutely erasing women in sports. There's a federal lawsuit led by Tennessee and West Virginia, which asked a judge to halt and overturn the policy. And this is being joined by Kentucky, Ohio, Virginia, and Indiana. There were other legal challenges that have been filed by states like Alabama, Louisiana, and Texas, challenging the new Title IX rules, which expand protections for LGBTQ plus students. And clearly states you can't tell a man who claims they're a woman, sorry, this isn't for you, which, of course, all rational people should do. What they're making the argument is that there should be no rationality. That's the argument that's being made by the White House. If you're saying there can't be discrimination based on sex and education, well, then we have to prevent people from being able to utilize their minds and notice that men are not women and women are not men. We have to erase that with all of our power. And so what do? They do this. You can't complain. If you do anything, you're the one at fault. Teaching women all across America that your job is to take second place to a man. That's the argument. The argument is, ladies, lay down and take it. The Biden administration wants you to. That's super weird. Well, no, not weird. Disgusting. Despicable. Gross. Embarrassing. Shameful. Hateful. Why would anybody vote for that? I don't know. The same people who are going to talk about women's rights and abortion are the same people who tell you, and then when you have yourself a daughter because you didn't abort it, don't worry, she'll always be in second place. Because men rule this thing. These are not freedom people. Not at all. That's just some of what's going on.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
How bad is it?
Don't sugarcoat it. Give it to me straight.
Want coffee?
I think I need some coffee.
Time to fill up on the news. Tony Katz, 93 WIBC. Good morning. Dow futures down 77. NASDAQ futures down 95. Oil prices down with Brent crude at 85. It was hovering at near 90. Just yesterday, the 10-year Treasury note has come down a little bit, 4.659, but it was getting close to 4.7, so maybe for some that's a psychological thing. The 30-year fix, the national average, is 7.31% if you're able to find a mortgage that low. That's the latest there. There's a reporting from ADP about adding 192,000 jobs in April. 192,000 jobs got added in April, and that's important because this is May.
It's gonna be May.
It's gonna be May.
It's gonna be May.
It's gonna be May.
Bring on the Indianapolis 500, people. Let's stop wasting time. The outlook was 183,000. ADP is saying 192,000. You know how many times ADP gets it wrong? I'm saying that on this number, I'm not talking to them as a payroll company or anything else. Clearly, they know what they're doing there. But man, this number they get wrong a lot. But then again, so does everybody else. So I have no idea what the final numbers are going to be. I just can't imagine that anybody thinks it's going to mean that everything is good. I guess it depends on who you are. Let's give a tale of two stories. This is a story about Amazon having a massive increase in sales because of their focus on artificial intelligence. Revenue up 13%, $143 billion. It's an all-time high for their January to March. Profit surged to $10.4 billion. Both of those things beating expectations. And you're like, well, there you go. Everything's great. The opposite story. U.S. small business rent delinquencies rise to three-year high. As Bloomberg reports it, the Small Business Rent Report, providing an online networking platform for owners from something called Alignable, found that 43% of small businesses were unable to pay their rent in full due to the economic headwinds. It's the highest rent delinquency rate since when? March of 2021, in the middle of the pandemic. Independent restaurants having the most trouble, 52% not paying April rent on time. 20% of small manufacturers are delinquent. So now, which one tells the story of where this economy is? You have Amazon bringing in a $10 billion profit. You have small businesses, meaning your neighbors, not able to pay their rent. Which one? I mean, there comes a moment of, you know, choose wisely. Which one do you think is more representative of the economy as a whole? And I will say to you that the people who are spending are still spending. They're just spending different areas. Or, as we've learned from CEOs, are spending less and are being more focused with their dollar. And where do they think they can get the best deal and the easiest place to do the shopping from? It's Amazon. What's the point of going to the local store? It's going to be too much. And oh, look, it's right here. And I didn't even have to put on pants to go do it. Can't afford to go out and eat? We'll just eat at home. Sorry, small restaurant. And if we do go out, we're going to go to the places where we know exactly what we're going to get, or it's a real treat. So sorry, mid-range. And by the way, what's mid-range now when a quarter pounder with cheese meal is $11? Bad things. It drives me nuts. But it is what it is. And we have to at least be honest about it. Tony Katz, 93 WIBC. Good morning.
Play-acting juveniles or a battleground for radical activists. Everyone affiliated with these universities will receive a healthy dose of reality. Actions have consequences.
That's Representative Virginia Fox. She's fun. She chairs the House Education Committee. And these universities might find out that if you foster bigotry, maybe you don't get funding. Well, how dare you? That's an attack on free speech. No, it's not. And this argument, of course, should be made well. The people who have been screaming at us about the rules don't get to now make new rules. You live by your rules. Deal with it. You don't get to set the conversation about anything. But I do totally dig that all of a sudden you're people who believe in free speech and there's no such thing as hate speech. It's good to know I've been proven correct. All of us, finally, vindication! Tony Katz, 93 WIBC, good morning. The phone number, 317-239-9393. That's the number. Free speech, sure. Go on a street corner and be an absolute fool and a bigot all you want. You want to be on college campuses like Columbia or UCLA, USC, preventing certain students from walking, engaging physical attacks. I mean, that's what happened. The whole UCLA thing, where you had people come in and start tearing down the encampments, the pro-Hamas side couldn't believe it. Wait, you're not allowed to tear down encampments. Only we can tear down encampments. What kind of nonsense is this? How dare these people think that they can do this to us? They were stunned when people came in tired of the nonsense at UCLA. A girl got attacked on the campus of UCLA for being Jewish, and they responded. People responded and said, we're done with this, and we're tearing down the encampment. It wasn't police. It was students and others. And these pro-Hamas protesters were simply apoplectic.
You can't do that to our pledges. Only we can do that to our pledges.
Force. You're going to attack us? Okay. This is the way the fight's going. This is the way it is. Do I like it? Gosh, I don't like it. I think the whole thing sucks. You think I want any of this?
But his whole place sucks. That's right, it sucks.
Oh. I don't want any part of it. I don't want anything like it. But there's a group of people out there who believe that they're in charge, and they had to learn that they're not in charge. So this is University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, where the pro-Hamas side, and for the record, they're pro-Hamas, they're not pro-Palestinian, they're not for ending the war, they don't call on Hamas to return the hostages, they're pro-Hamas. Well, Tony, that's just misinformation. No, that's factual. Some people out there just refuse to accept reality. Not my problem. Well, they hoisted the Palestinian flag. The chancellor at UNC takes it down, and himself, while being screamed at by these pro-Hamas freaks, raises the American flag. And who helps him? These fraternity brothers. What? I have heard people refer to them as Chads, and maybe I knew that expression and forgot it, but it was great. I mean, they're holding up the flag. There's water bottles being thrown at them. They're being screamed at, and there's one dude there just recorded with his phone with this grin on his face like he is Nicholas Sandman's clone, just like, you people are ridiculous. Not all heroes wear capes. It's enough. These bigots need to be put in their place. And we have way too many on the university side or on the political side who won't do anything about it. So people are saying, okay, we've had enough. That's what should happen in a civil society. Now, is this me saying that I want vigilante justice? Gosh, no. I am not actually a vigilante guy. But if someone is going to tear down the American flag on a college campus and put up a Palestinian flag, tear down that flag and put back the American flag where it belongs, because the Palestinian flag shouldn't fly anywhere in the United States. You want to have one up in your room? Feel free. You're going to tear down an American flag and put up a Palestinian flag on a college campus? Yeah, that should be fixed. If the university doesn't want to do it, students should do it. and you say to me, Tony, that's a call to violence, I reject that. I believe that putting up the Palestinian flag in the first place is the call to violence. Just like Hamas murdering 1,200 people was the violence. They always purposefully fail to discuss the first part. It's only how dare you respond. What they did, hey, people are going to do what they do, to quote Nancy Pelosi. But if you respond, oh, that's the issue. Ah, they can kiss off. They don't get to set the rules about anything. They don't get to set the rules for you. They don't get to set the rules for us. These are terrible people. They should be told so. And then we should go about making things better. So they get arrested at Columbia after they stormed the building and took over the building. There they are getting arrested. Yet all these people inside, they were freedom fighters. They were activists. All sorts of things. And here they are, once the police are trying to work their way in.
It's finals. Can I go home?
It's finals. Can I go home? Actually, it was blank you. It's finals. Can I go home? These little whiners.
It's finals. Can I go home?
You were totally fine with taking over a building. You are totally fine with supporting a terrorist organization. Now the police have come for you because you've broken the law. And here you are whining and complaining. Huh. There's a whole conversation about there should be a new Ivy League. The schools that have handled this well, and we should really change it. University of Florida is on that list. I wonder if Purdue should be on that list. It's time to change the Ivy League. Because they have failed all of us.